Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. So, you know, you learn things when you read the most emailed and most viewed lists from newspapers around the country. For example, you find out people like to let other people know about car crashes. You also discover that people are equally interested in looking at pictures of good-looking people and not-so-good-looking people in their undergarments. Who knew? Not me. And it becomes clear that people are still thinking about Blossom. Producers, gather round, let us do the most. And speaking of Blossom, Caitlin Kenny.
I've actually got a little music to go with my most here. If we could bring up the Blossom music.
Don't know about
oh,
the
yeah.
There's
no good a reason. Come on, you guys know the words.
Where's my velvet crushed hat with the fake turquoise flower? That would have been perfect.
Don't laugh. I had many of those. Anyway, this is a most from Google Trends. It popped up after a picture of Mayim Bialik, who is the star of Blossom, was on TMZ's Where Are They Now sort of a thing. Apparently, Miss Blossom is a doctor of neuroscience, and she went to UCLA, but she was accepted to both Harvard and Yale.
She's no dummy.
Yeah, she's serious business. She has a child now, and she is a doctor, but she also recently popped up on TV again. She was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she played Larry David's daughter's friend, if anyone
Whoa.
Saw her there.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Joey Lawrence is on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
She's got a PhD in
Different
neuroscience.
Paths.
Who would have thought he would be the star from that show to really blow up?
Different strokes for different folks.
That's
okay.
That was a good show, too.
Yes, it was.
Sorry.
It was. Dan.
Hey
Dan, what do you have to say?
I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Blind Irishman sees with the aid of son's tooth in his eye. Now, this is the kind of headline that'll break your brain. I mean, what does that even mean?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, there's a 57-year-old man from Western Ireland, and he lost his sight in a freak accident when red-hot liquid aluminum exploded into his eye in a recycling plant in 2005. He thought he was going to be blind for life. Doctors in Ireland said, you got no chance. Then he heard about this miracle operation called osteo-odonto-keratoprosthesis.
Well done, Dan.
Osteo, weighs bone.
Right.
Dento, dental.
Odonto, right. And keratoprosthesis, which means sticking one in the other.
Okay.
Official ruling, that's not true.
True.
And this technique was actually pioneered in Italy in the 60s, and it involves creating a support for an artificial cornea from the patient's own tooth. They couldn't use his tooth, they used his son's, used the canine tooth. This actually, I looked this up, I did a little extra research, and they did one of these in India last month too. So this is real and it is happening in various places. They take the tooth, they use it as a tissue to fuse a plastic cornea with the rest of his eye. He says, now I have enough sight for me to get around and I can watch television.
That is fascinating. I guess you could take bone from anywhere, but I guess the tooth, you could spare some. I mean, it's just sitting there.
I guess so. I didn't have enough time to do the research to find out exactly why the canine tooth. But maybe that'll be for the blog.
Very interesting.
Is it sharp?
Maybe it's just the right shape to fit in somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Trisha McKinney.
Hey, guys. I have the most viewed article on MSNBC.com today. It's the headline, Starving Student Blames Stingy Host Family. It's a amazing story about a kid who went to Egypt on an exchange program and returned home to Maine 4 months later, having lost about a third of his body weight. He left as a 155-pounder, and he came back 97 pounds. You've
got
to see the pictures attached to this article. He's showing how skinny he is, skinny legs and skinny body. Anyway, he and his family claim that the host family that were taking care of him starved him, basically. Who knows what the real story is, somewhere in the middle probably, but apparently the family was Coptic Christian, and that's a religion that involves a lot of fasting. About some 200 some days of the year they fast, but this kid says it was more than just them adhering to their religion, that they were very stingy with food, hid food from him, and all of that. And so the family apparently is considering a lawsuit. The family in Egypt, you know, absolutely says this kid ate a lot, so they're denying that they had anything to do with it. But I've never seen anything like this story.
I'm still blown away. 200 days out of the year fasting is more than I can.
Yeah, I had not heard that before.
Okay. And Ian.
This is a most emailed from the Sydney Morning Herald. Apparently there was a shipwreck, a kind of fishing trawler off the east coast of Australia, capsized and sank. And three of the fishermen were stranded. And I guess two of them were kind of hanging out, treading water, holding on to a floating fish sorting tank, basically just like a cooler out there in the water. Night fell, and they somehow got separated. And I just think, like, you're next to your buddy, and then night falls, and you're in the middle of the ocean, and
so scary.
And then you're alone. So one of them decides to swim for shore. He swam for 12 hours and wound up on the beach, was discovered, let the people know that his buddy was still out there. They sent out helicopters. They just found the other guy holding on to a cooler. There's still one guy missing, and there's like 10 helicopters in the air looking for him right now. The guy that was holding onto the cooler said he'd never go to sea again.
That's scary. Very scary.
Think I have time for mine?
Yes,
or should
you
I
do,
get
ma'am.
Okay, mine is the most emailed at the Wall Street Journal, the end of the Estee Lauder dynasty.
My grandmother's favorite makeup.
It's an amazing story about a family. It's like Dynasty, the TV show, where the sons wanted to take the company in one direction, and the father, who doesn't really run the company, but he's still there and still has the biggest office and still gets copied all the memos, wanted to take it in another direction, and the clashing was involved. So they're actually bringing in somebody from the outside to run the company for the first time. He is a former executive at Procter & Gamble, which is not really what you think about when you think about fancy pants makeup, P&G necessarily.
All business.
All business all the time. He's expected to succeed William Lauder as the chief executive. So
the end of an era.
End of the era.
Beginning
of that
of
cosmetics company. Hey, that is almost the end of the most. If you want to hear any more about these stories or read any more about them, go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Now on the NPR website, of course, they have a most emailed as well. Actually, we're not doing most email today, are we?
We're not, but it's still a really good story.
Okay. My bad.
We're going to talk about the euro. We've been discussing about how the dollar has fallen to record lows against the euro. And as of today, the 1 euro costs $1.50. Right now, if you walk down the streets of New York, it sounds more like London's West End than the West Side. The streets are packed with European tourists looking for bargains. And we've reported this here on the BPP. There are some stores here in the city that are actually accepting euros. That's right, euros. And NPR's very own Robert Smith hit the streets to investigate.